everyone, I'm Ali Graham, and today I just wanted to talk to you about the mindset during the process of recovery. You know, it's important to keep on the right track, not only in terms of exposures, but also in terms of the having a positive outlook. And I know it sounds so cheesy when you say positive outlook, but if you all the time focus on how many times you failed in the course of the day to not do ERP, to react with fear, to do compulsions, you know, the more you focus on that, the more negative signal you send to the brain. So you're sending a negative signal with the, you know, doing the compulsion, and then on top of it, with feeling guilty for doing the compulsion afterwards as well. You know, you have to look at it this way. Setbacks happen. They happen for absolutely everybody, you know. This, the way I look at it is it's kind of part of the recovery process, but the point is that as you go, the setbacks happen less and less and less, and you're able to do higher end exposures, you know? So if, again, stepping forward versus stepping back, you know, just like I talk in my other videos, right? That if you are making many steps forward, right? Say, well, say like, okay, two or three steps forward, more than one, and then you take one step back, and then maybe you're able to do four or five steps forward, and then you just had a bad day and you had a setback, you know? And then maybe it will be 10 days or 20 days, and then you have a setback. And it will continue like this until you won't have setbacks at all, until the good days just overtake it completely, you know? But whenever you have a bad day, all you have to do is, as soon as you feel like you're able to, refuse, step over it, move on. Yep, it happened. I did a compulsion. Okay, whatever. So what? I'm moving on. You know what I mean? Not feeling guilty, just understanding what exactly happened, right? In the way of, okay, so you did a compulsion, but what caused it? Were you stressed out and not paying attention and kind of OCD just snuck in there? Were you too busy and you couldn't be, couldn't be bothered, but you didn't want to be dealing with OCD on top of it. So you're like, just I'll do a compulsion just to kind of get this out of the way so I can get back to what I was doing. Or was it just too much? Did you have some sort of a trigger that you didn't expect and it hit you really hard? You know, because if you understand what caused you to slip up, then you can fix it for next time, right? So in case if it was a higher end trigger, something you don't usually expect, try to expose yourself to that trigger a few times on purpose, and then really having a talk with yourself saying, okay, I'm going to expose myself to the trigger. I don't care. You know what I mean? From a position of power, kind of psyching yourself up before going into the exposure. So you react correctly to this trigger and you kind of cement that thought pattern when it comes towards this trigger, right? In terms of being stressed out, you have to look at, with the stress, it's a little bit different. You have to look at it, how is your life actually? If your life is stressful and it's just not going to change, you know, you're in circumstances where you're going to be dealing with stress for the foreseeable future, whether you like it or not. You know, that's just how your life looks right now. In that case, try to at least make it so the stress is kind of even throughout the day. So it's not like one day you have huge stress and the next day it's none. I mean, as much as it's possible, try to kind of balance it out. If you only have a few things, but you kind of like to pile them on all at once, right? So say you have, you know, appointments, right? But you don't have to do them all in one day, right? A lot of the time it feels easier, like I'll just get it over with, but that's not really a good idea because then you're going to go way stressed out, you know, and then afterwards there's going to be nothing and then OCD will come in, you know? So, you know, all these things really kind of coming from the mindfulness position and looking, okay, well, what, not from a judgment position, right? Not from a guilty position, but just from, as if you're looking at somebody else's situation, right? Well, okay, what could I have done better? What caused this problem? Okay, and then you understand, you have a clear understanding of what happened, and then for next time you fix it, you know? And that's just how you continue, you know? So choosing to do it that way. I hope you guys find these videos helpful. If you would like to do the recovery program, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. I'll see you in the next video.